This is the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for the 5th day of July. Drew Lerner is here. Let's get right to it. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. The target is on North Dakota, parts of Montana now. Spring wheat area is driving the marketplace. It's been droughty. What conditions are they under, and what can we expect?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing an expansion of drought. We certainly are looking at a 1988 scenario, at least as far as the level of intensity of the drought in parts of North Dakota and Montana, and for that matter, parts of Saskatchewan as well. Over the past week, we've seen an expansion of the drought into southern Alberta. There is a fairly good chance we'll see it expand a little bit further into east central Alberta and west central sections of Saskatchewan. Up to now, it's been mostly in central and south central and southwest Saskatchewan, but definitely is expanding to the northwest for right now. I also expect this drought to expand to the south, going into Nebraska, and probably becoming more significant in the eastern part of South Dakota. And we've got this stripe of dryness that goes across Iowa still that is very disturbing. They've had less than half of normal rainfall for the past few weeks, and even the previous month was not that great. So western and southern Iowa right now are supposed to be dry for this next 7 days. And temperatures next week will be turning much warmer in the western Corn Belt, so we will see all of this expanding dryness translating into a greater amount of crop stress that may eventually start having an impact on our production potential.
Given all of that, temperatures also play a big role, especially once corn begins to pollinate. Are the high temperatures there, or do we cool off?
They are there for the northern plains at the moment. We saw temperatures of 102 degrees last weekend, or actually over the holiday, I guess it was, in eastern parts of Montana, and Bismarck, North Dakota, was 102 yesterday afternoon. But as far as getting into the Corn Belt is concerned, I think that a week from now we'll be seeing temperatures pretty high into the 90s. Our lows at night will be in the lower 70s. It will be a stressful period. The big question is how long will it last? And I think the answer to that is that probably not too terribly long, but the ridge of high pressure responsible for all this will briefly expand and into the western Corn Belt a little bit as we get into the second half of next week. And it will probably pull back to the west by the time we get into the mid-month time period, the following weekend. So the heat, it will be stressful for probably 3 or 4 days, I think, and then we'll see a little bit of relief. The thing that concerns me, though, is we may back off on the heat, but the rainfall may not come back to where it needs to be in order to replenish these areas that get a little more stressed. And so the stress may continue, even though the heat is not necessarily as potent as it will be.
Let's check in on some other areas. We'll stay with the wheat-growing areas, corn, too, of the planet. Ukraine is where I'd like to head next.
Yeah, central parts of Ukraine have really dried out in this past week, mainly because it got hot there last weekend with temperatures well into the 90s. Same thing was true for neighboring areas of Russia's southern region. That includes their lower Volga River Basin area. But both these areas are quite dry right now. They're back into a cool weather mode, though. For the next week, I don't think temperatures are going to be very far above average. In fact, they'll be near to slightly below average. The following week, though, we'll see the heat come back, especially in southern Russia. And so the stress will likely increase. Neither of these two areas is going to get much in the way of significant rainfall over the 2 weeks, but there will be a handful of showers in Ukraine as we go forward through the day today and again Friday into Saturday.
And always a player on the world market, at least for importing soybean, China and their weather condition. They don't push much out the door, but they do have a crop for both corn and soybeans.
That's right. And if they have problems, then they're just going to ask for more, right? So the big issue there is that they have dried down, too, over this past week. A notable period of warmer temperatures and pockets of dryness that were present in the previous week now are more widespread problems with dryness. But as I speak right now, it is raining in a part of the dry region, and as we go forward through the next 5 to 6 days, there should be enough rain in much of this drier-biased region to cut it down by at least a half, if not two-thirds. So a lot of that will only be short-term concerns, and as long as they don't get hot and dry again afterwards, they should be at least headed in the right direction for at least some short-term improvement.
Thank you so much, Drew.
Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm Todd Gleason.